I call this meeting of military house. Apologies, belay my last. I call this meeting the House Special Committee on Military Veterans Affairs to order. It is 1 p.m. on Thursday, January 25th. We're in the Gruenberg Room. That's room 120 at the State Capitol. Members present, I have Representative Shaw, Representative Carpenter, Representative Groh, Representative Gray, Representative Rauscher, and myself, Chair Wright. Let the record reflect, we have a quorum to conduct business. Please mute your cell phones at this time. Thanks to Ms. Talia Ames with the Juno LIO for moderating today's meeting. Mr. Kevin Allen with House Records for documenting today's meeting. We have one item on the agenda today. We will be hearing HB 229, Alaska Veterans Poppy Day, from Rep. Stapp. Rep. Stapp and his staff is here. Please come forth and put yourself on the record.
Well, thank you, Chair Wright, and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Representative Will Stapp. I represent East Fairbanks, Fort Wainwright, and Badger Road in House District 32. And this is my staff, Paul.
For the record, Paul Menke, intern for Representative Stapp.
Let the record reflect that Representative Sadler has joined us. And please start with your presentation.
Thank you, Chair Wright. So I will hand the introduction course and the sectional analysis over to my intern, Paul. And again, for the record, this is Representative Stapp. Paul?
For the record, Paul Menke. Thank you. And through the chair, the poppy flower has been a somber yet patriotic symbol of remembrance since World War I and was popularized by a poem, In Flanders Fields, written by Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae. In Flanders Fields was written after the Battle of Ypres in Belgium, where the poppy flower grew in the trenches of scorched battlefields and around the crosses that marked the graves of our world's finest. Despite being the third least populous state, Alaska has the 12th largest total military population and the second highest military population per capita of any state. This bill was designed to create a state observance day to honor Alaskans who currently served in our armed forces and to remember those who have paid the highest price for our liberty. In 2017, the United States Congress passed House Resolution 443 to support the establishment of the Friday before Memorial Day each year as National Poppy Day, because a nation at peace must be reminded of the price of our freedom and the debt owed to those who have served our country. With permission, I will now break down the sectional analysis for HB 229. Section 1, AS 44.12, by establishing the Friday immediately, or Section 1 amends AS 44.12 by establishing the Friday immediately before Memorial Day each year as Alaska Veterans Poppy Day. I would also like to quickly clarify for the committee that this will not be a paid holiday, and it will not conflict with any state holiday or observances currently in statute. Section 2 states that this act will be effective immediately upon signage into law. And just so the committee is aware, we have President of the American Legion, Jack Henry Post 1, Jeannie Osnes, on the line for invited testimony. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Chair Wright, if I may.
Absolutely. Please.
Thank you again, Chair Wright. For the record, this Representative Stapp, through the chair to the members of the committee. So obviously, that's kind of the nucleus of, you know, the Poppy Day, what we're talking about. Obviously, for me, and I know for many of the folks on the committee, it has more significant meaning. And I tend to believe that whatever we can do to help remind Alaskans of the many soldiers and all the different wars that we served into and fought and our friends died is a good thing, right? From my own personal experience, you know, I know a lot of Gold Star families, a lot of friends that I served with in both brigades in Alaska. And I was in the Striker Brigade in Fairbanks, and I was in the Airborne Brigade in Anchorage. And everywhere I go, you know, I still see these folks around town. We all know them, you know. And a lot of times these families wonder if their loved ones are remembered by people who knew them. And I can tell you from my own experience, there's almost not a day goes by that I don't think about these people. So thank you, Chair Wright.
Thank you, Representative Stapp. Are there any questions for the bill sponsor, Representative Rauscher?
Yep. Thank you, through the chair. I was just wondering, how was the date decided?
Yeah, through the chair to Representative Rauscher. So clearly, you know, it's on Memorial Day week, and Memorial Day is kind of the observance. So the Friday before Memorial Day. And of course, the poppy has historic significance going back to the First World War, as my staff, who's also, excuse me, my intern, who's also wearing a poppy, is telegraphing. So thank you.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Representative Sadler.
Thank you through the chair, Representative Staff. I like the spirit here. I know that having been on base during the Remembrance Day ceremonies, that the Canadians, during their some of the most somber of their veterans' resignation, they are heavily into Poppy Day. They have a young gal or guy recite the poem in Flanders Field. Is there any way that this is going to complement or any great conflict with the Canadian Remembrance Day celebrations?
Through the chair to Representative Sadler, no, I would say it complements that, right? Because, again, the Canadians were actually at the Battle of Ypres, right, under the British Expeditionary Force. So, again, the poppy is significant to the British Expeditionary Forces really bleeding for very few territorial gains at numbers that, you know, are hard to even fathom today. I mean, the closest thing we have today to a World War One style conflict is the Ukraine War. And, you know, the Battle of the Somme, the Battle of Ypres, the Siege of Verdun, I mean, those individual battles, you know, exceeded the entire casualty count of the current conflict we see, just to kind of put that into perspective and scale.
Follow up.
And just you may have, or your Paul may have said so through the chair, Representative Staff. Other states have adopted this. How many have adopted it? How many might be considering having their own Veterans Poppy Day?
Yeah, through the chair to Representative Sadler. Other states, obviously, as you'll hear from our invited testimony, a little more on that, and I'll defer to my intern, Paul, if you have the actual figures. If not, I'm sure we'll hear them from our invited testimony.
Yes, for the record, Paul Menka. To my knowledge, all of the states do observe National Poppy Day, which is passed by House Resolution 443. And also the state of Virginia does have Poppy Day as the Friday before Memorial Day, but it was via governor proclamation, excuse me. And so to my knowledge, I think we'll be the first, if this passes, we'll be the first legislature to actually pass a bill for a Poppy Day.
Outstanding. Any other questions from the committee? Looks like we do have some folks on the line for some invited testimony. Is that correct? Miss Jeannie Osnes, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Please put yourself on the record and state your affiliation and start your testimony.
Thank you, Chairman Wright, and committee members of the Military Veterans Affairs Committee. Thank you for hearing House Bill 229. I am Jeannie Osnes. I'm president of the American Legion Auxiliary, Jack Henry, Unit 1. Our unit is part of Post 1, and that post is 104 years old, and our auxiliary is 100 years old. Continuous service, not self, for the veterans, active military, their families, and this community. This bill has been in process for about a year. The American Legion Auxiliary Resolution you have in your packet was in April of 2023, and it's just carried on from there. This May 27th is the National Poppy Day, a day rich in meaning for veterans and service members across the United States, and hopefully it'll also be Alaska Veterans Poppy Day, a way for the state to show their appreciation for the armed forces, the service, and sacrifice. The Veterans of Foreign Wars was the first veterans organization to organize a nationwide distribution of poppies, and they led that distribution just before Memorial Day in 1922. They adopted it as their flower and call their poppies that they distribute buddy poppies. The American Legion had the poppy that is worn there in the room. Started in 1920. but did not become a national program until 1924, 100 years ago. But the National Poppy Day was started in 2017, and the American Legion family is the organization that brought it to the United States Congress. So nationally, yes, the Friday before Memorial Day is National Poppy Day, and to have Alaska identify it as a state remembrance, I think is something that just brings forward to the populace that we are showing our appreciation for not only service but sacrifice. Unit is about 200 strong. Our post is about 800 here locally in Alaska. And our auxiliaries throughout the state are the ones who order poppies from disabled veterans. They get a small stipend for making these poppies. They're crepe poppies. And we in Alaska order about 23,000 poppies. My unit uses about 8,000 of them. And through the numerous volunteers and many hours, these flat crepe poppies are made into a blossom, and then five of them are put together, and we place them on white crosses. We have approximately 1,450 veterans in the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery, and before Memorial Day, these crosses go up and are a wonderful visual contact for people to see the veterans' graves that are scattered throughout. You also have in your packet the AMVETS resolution and a, let's see, what else would you have in there? Anyway, the AMVETS has a department as well as the VFW and the American Legion. So that's basically the statewide organization. The idea of the Poppy Day just encourages people to emphasize here in Alaska to wear and display this poppy as a symbol of remembrance and hope. The poppy's reputation as a symbol of remembrance lies in, like the in the landscape, as indicated in First World One or World One. Connecting that visual image of the poppy with sacrifice and service made by our veterans has been an important part of the American Legion program, as well as AMVETS and the VFW. Poppy funds must be used only for the welfare of veterans and their families and active duty military and their families when a financial or medical necessity exists. So these poppies are distributed at the request that the person receiving them just make a donation. They're never for sale, and it's all to support the future veterans, active duty military personnel, and their families. I'm available for any more questions if you would like. I think Chairman Wright has received a letter from the Sons of the American Legion from Post One. So as the American Legion family is structured, the post one is the veterans. The sons are the sons of the veterans. The auxiliary, for many years, was just the spouses, daughters of veterans. And now that we have women as military, the husbands can now be a part of the auxiliary. And then there are the riders, which are veterans. So the veterans and the sons are part of the post, and the auxiliary is a separate organization. So the sons have written a letter, and it was sent direct to Chairman Wright, that on behalf of over 200 members of the Sons of American Legion, Jack Henry Squadron 1, they're thanking you for hearing the bill and the significant recognition in Alaska for a long-standing national program of the American Legion will benefit not only the state's military veterans, but also their families and members and families of currently serving armed forces. The symbolism of the iconic poppy emerged from the battlefield of World War I. This is why it's desired to have the day recognized on the Friday before Memorial Day, as it denotes service, sacrifice, and remembrance of war casualties. And that's signed by the commander of the squadron, and those are the sons, William Wolfe, commander. You have in your packet a letter from the National Warriors Foundation. Gianna Verratti sent the letter, and she is basically, through her organization, also supporting this bill by standing in full support of the proposed Alaska Veterans Poppy Day Act, a legislation aiming to establish a day dedicated to honoring and expressing gratitude for the commitment of both past and current armed forces. She goes on to say that this legislation provides a chance for community involvement in expressing appreciation. It creates a platform for citizens to contribute to donating poppies with proceeds supporting the veterans and their families. Supporting the Alaska Veterans Poppy Day Act reinforces the importance of recognizing dedication, bravery, and sacrifices made by our veterans. It also presents an opportunity to educate future generations about the significance of honoring those who have defended the values we hold dear. That completes my testimony. I am available for any questions, and on behalf of those veterans, I thank you for caring.
Thank you, Ms. Osnes. We do have a question for you, Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair, Ms. Osnes, I've got many poppies over the years, both at my local Post 35 and other veterans ceremonies around the state. I'm just embarrassed. Most of my coats have one in there, but I can't find one now. But and congratulations on the centenary of Post number 1. That being said, I'd like to ask you, if this bill becomes law and we do establish Alaska Veterans Poppy Day, will that change how the American Legion and your auxiliary conduct their observances of veterans ceremonies?
No. We are involved with the Anchorage municipality's memorial dedication, and then there's a flagpole in the veterans part of the cemetery. And we do a poppy dedication there and read the poem by Major McRae, and then continue on to the rest of Memorial Day at our post. Throughout the year, though, poppies are available. We have a couple of places around town that keep the poppy cans available, basically raising funds for the veterans and their spouses and the community, anything that works toward helping them. So having the poppies available and working the poppies to rough them out and make the bouquets for the Veterans Memorial Day will stay the same. And hopefully, with the recognition by Alaska, we would get more recognition and people wanting to wear poppies.
And a follow-up, if I can?
Sure, follow-up.
Ms. Adnes, do you know, do other countries, our allies, World War One, does Britain, France, Belgium, do they incorporate poppies as a symbol of their veterans' observances? My
yes,
impression
they do.
Was it's a British thing. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, actually, Canada, England, France, Belgium, and you know, any of our outlying areas are all involved with poppies. The shape is a little different. For instance, here in America, the buddy poppy is a red poppy but has a green center and is not many petals. It's just one flat poppy. We have the crepe poppy that is left out, and the Australia and Canada and England have a one similar to the buddy poppy. But almost everybody is observing Veterans Memorial Day. England and Canada and Australia have theirs on Veterans Day. That's their big Memorializing Day. So they still are involved with it, but they are more involved in September than they are in May.
Thank you, Ms. Ondas, and please give our respects to and best to Tim.
Thank you.
Representative Rauscher?
Yeah, thank you, through the chair, Ms. Ondas. I really appreciated your testimony, the history, the journey you took us through, the reason for Poppy Day, the reason of the origination of it. I just really, I delighted in your testimony, and I just want to thank you for appearing today.
Any other questions from the committee? Well, Ms. Austin, I really do appreciate your time, and thank you for your support for the veteran community.
Thank you for hearing the bill.
And now we will open it up for public testimony. Is there anyone on the line that would like to public testify? Anyone in the room? Seeing none, we will close public testimony. First, I want to thank the bill sponsor for bringing this forward. This is a tremendous bill that's going to affect a lot of families in Alaska and across the country once we set a wildfire and be trailblazers. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Rack.
Seeing no more questions, I'm going to set an amendment deadline for Tuesday, January 30th at noon. I will set the bill aside for hearing on Thursday, February 1st. That concludes our business for today. Seeing no other business, House Special Committee on Military Veterans Affairs will adjourn at 1:23 p.m.